Representing Lacaparral Valley at the state golf tournament on the girls' side is Molly Halverson and Kate Alstead, and they're with me here. And congratulations, girls, on making it to the state.
Thank you.
Are you excited?
Oh, yeah.
Very excited, yes.
Well, Molly, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
I'm Molly Halverson. I'm a junior this year, and my parents are Mark and Val Halverson. Mm-hmm. And
so you just graduate?
No, I'm going to be a senior.
You're going to be a senior. That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Are you excited about being a senior finally?
I mean, yeah, I am.
All right. Let's talk about your career. So you're going to be a senior this year. You've been to state how many times, Molly?
This will be my fifth time going to state.
Your fifth time. Your sister, Rachel, have you got her beat?
No. Well, she didn't have her senior year, so she only went.
Oh, that's right, because of COVID, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. That was sad, wasn't it?
Yeah. She.
So you probably got her beat then for most years at state?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
There you go. Oh, that's right. I forgot that senior year, that was COVID
mm-hmm.
year.
Yeah.
So what grade were you in there then? Were you on the team then?
No.
Seventh grade?
When she graduated, I was a sixth grader.
Okay.
So.
All right. All right. Molly, is it exciting to have Kate with you this year?
Yeah, well, Kate's kind of been my best friend forever. So,
yeah.
It's we go to practice rounds together, and it's a lot of fun. So,
right. Good. Kate, congratulations on making it to the state.
Thank you.
You know, I've been following you girls all season, the scores on the golf app and stuff. Is it fair to say, Molly, Kate's probably the most improved golfer this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that right, Kate?
She's... Actually, I kind of forced her to join golf in eighth grade. And
so the story was I was in track my seventh grade year because I wanted to be different than my brothers and like kind of stray away from the family a little bit. But then Molly was over at my house and then she convinced me to join. So I quit the day before track started and I joined golf, and it was a good decision because that year we went to state. We got second. It was very good decision.
Oh, good job, Molly. Well, you're a good recruiter.
I am.
Yeah, Kate, tell us a little bit about yourself out at Lacaparral. How many other activities are you in, and maybe your family?
I'm Kate Alstead. I'm going to be a senior, same as Molly. My parents are Brandon and Courtney Alstead. I have two brothers, JT and Charlie.
Okay. And what other activities are you involved in out at Lacaparral?
I'm involved in yearbook, Sparkle Club, just a few
what,
other.
What is Sparkle Club, by the way?
It's to promote school spirit. And
we like spread... positivity.
Kindness and positivity. Oh,
yeah. And like glitter.
So yeah. That's why it's called Sparkle, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Molly, how about you? What other activities are you involved in?
I'm in NHS, yearbook, Shadows Dance Team.
And your Valley Dance District too,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, I am.
For how many years is that since you're able to walk, I believe?
I'm on my 11th year.
Wow. Okay. Are you a dancer, Kate?
Used to be. Not anymore.
Molly couldn't talk into join Valley Dance District or
no.
Shadows.
Well,
or
she. I was in it. We were in it. For
we were
a little
in it
bit.
For a while. I was in it for 5 years. It wasn't for me.
All right. Well, let's talk about your season, Kate. We'll start with you. Talk about how your season went.
My season has been going pretty well. It started out a little rough. I was shooting not what I should be, and it was kind of not fun to be shooting those scores. Yeah. But as the season went on, I've been much more consistent with my scoring, been getting a lot better, and I'm definitely peaking at the right time at sections I shot my best. It's awesome. Just, yeah.
Awesome. And what did you shoot then?
I shot an 89 and then a 91. So.
Wow, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So you've really improved since last year, haven't you?
Yeah, this was actually my first year I broke 100 at sections for my 4 years I've been there. So I was excited about that because...
So when you qualify, how do they qualify the individuals at state?
Well, there's all the overalls, and since Dawson went, all the Dawson girls were taken out. Okay. And so the next top five golfers
go. And how did you do, Molly and Kate? What was your place then?
I was seventh.
Yeah, I didn't play my best, but I played... average.
Okay.
And so it was consistent enough to make it.
Qualified
I got
to state.
Fifth.
Kate, when you realized you're going to state individually, what went through your mind?
I was so excited. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year that I was making it to state, I would not have believed you, because I remember my mom told me, why did I look so sad when I walked off the green? I was just tired, but I didn't look at the scores or anything. And then I realized that I was going, and I was like, oh my goodness. I was shocked.
Were you happy for her, Molly?
Yes, I was really happy. I gave her a hug, and I was like, oh my goodness, we get a room together.
Yeah, because the coaches always said that we would never get to room together because
we stay up all night, kind of. But because we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But we will go to bed early.
We will go to bed.
Okay, that's a Kip Coach Stender's rule, isn't it?
Yeah, both.
Yeah.
Especially Mark.
You gotta shut the phones off?
Yeah.
Mark, because it's Molly's dad, so he's known how we've been since we were little. So.
Yeah,
Yeah, Mark, assistant coach there for many years too, hasn't he?
Yes. So,
yeah. Good. Molly, did we get to you with your section?
My season always kind of starts off slow because of dance kind of wrapping up. Yep. And so the first couple of meets were a little rocky, but they got better as the season went on. And at conference, actually, I played my best round of the season with a 75, and I got first at that meet. And then sections this year, I played decent, but it wasn't anything crazy, but it was good enough to make it a state. Awesome. So.
Good. Congratulations. Well, I'm going to ask you two what I've done, ask all the state golfers, let you brag about yourself a little bit. What was your best shot this year and your best tournament, or you have a memorable shot, good or bad? You can do good or bad there. Do you remember any?
Well, it was at conference. And
where was conference at? Was that Tyler?
Yeah, that was at Tyler. Yeah. And I was putting a really long putt, and I like, obviously it was like 50 feet, I don't even know how far that is, but it was really long, and I didn't think I was gonna make it, so I just kind of whacked it
to get it close to the hole
so I could two putt it, and it went in.
Awesome.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, that really. How about you, Kate? What was one of your memorable shots of the year?
Well, so on hole 18 of sections, the first day, because we played the back nine first, so it was my ninth hole, I hit my drive into the fairway of another hole. So I was like, oh my goodness, this is so horrible. But then I had to hit a punch out shot, and I've gotten quite good at those because I'm genuinely usually in the trees. So I hit a punch out shot, and I got it on the green like 10 feet from the hole.
Oh, wow.
And then I made a par. So that was a good hole. That was a fun one.
Awesome. Good. What's your strengths, would you say, in, on the golf course? Driving, putting, chipping, what? What would your strengths be, Kate?
Punch out shots.
Cause you're
my chipping has gotten quite good this year, though. I can get it on the green now. Okay. That helps me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, mine kind of differs. And like, if my irons are bad, like my chipping will make up for it. And if my chipping's bad, usually my irons make up for it. So like, I kind of like all my clubs in the bag. Okay. But
yeah, I agree with that.
My putter usually saves the most strokes if I'm in a pickle.
Good putter. Okay. Yeah. What's your experiences like? What do you think about Pebble Creek and Becker? Do you like it?
I really enjoy the course. Well, I think it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I've only... So, actually, basically, every single year my sisters went, I was going to go, but then I got like told that I could go stay at Kate's house instead. So, I didn't get to watch them.
Yeah.
So, my first couple years, my 7th, 8th, and 9th grade years, when we played there, it was just... It's
experience.
It's kind of different than all the other ones we played because it's full of hazards and trees and
it's kind of long too, isn't it?
Yeah
They got some good par threes though.
Mm-hmm.
yeah
they're scenic with all the water.
That's a good word. That's the way to describe Pebble Creek. Very scenic.
Well kept up course. It's pretty.
What's some of your favorite courses to golf around our area here?
I like
Ortonville. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I like Eagle Creek.
Yeah,
just because it's
in Wilmer.
Yes, it's just kept up really nice, and
we've played it enough. It's kind of like a second home course because we've played it so many times.
Well, I'm excited for both of you. And you say you're best friends, and you're going to state together.
Yep.
Does it get any better than that?
I don't. Not really.
Nope.
So, what's the plans then? Go up there. Do you have a banquet or something?
Yeah, I think
Monday.
I think we're doing like a send off thing on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So
I don't know where it is, but
we just got told we're supposed to be there. I don't know where though.
Okay.
There is a banquet on Monday night for everybody that's going to state
golfers, and then we play Tuesday and Wednesday.
All right, you bet. And I'll be there covering it as I always do. One of my favorite state tournaments to cover. So you looking forward to it?
Very much. Super
excited.
All right. Congratulations, girls. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Kate Alstead, Molly Halverson, and the Lock Brawl Valley Girls Golf Team.